Michelle Hughes, and this is the Understanding Emotions series, and we're going to be moving into the world of emotions over the next couple weeks, and it's going to extend over the next couple months as well. So we're diving into this world that we may at some time in our life have felt, I don't want to go there. I don't want to live in that world of emotions. And we actually create conflict, inner conflict, because our nature is to be the expression of emotional energy as it moves through us. And so we want to embrace that. So when I say, what are your emotions telling you to do? That may seem so odd as a question. But really, emotions are a language, and they're the language that your higher self uses with you, as well as symbols. But mostly, the energetics of emotion will tell you so much about yourself, what's going on internally, and how you're relating to the external environment, as well as helping you make choices and decisions about what your next step is. They're guiding you, and they're also educating you in the space, what's required of you. So it is that secret and special way that your higher self communicates. And so with you being here, you're now aware. And you're going to become even more aware as to each one specifically. Now, today, we're focusing on confusion and how that leads us to clarity. So we will be doing a grounding exercise, getting you centered. I'm going to teach you how to get into that state of stability. We'll learn a little bit about confusion. We are going to do an exercise. Now, some of you will want to actually have paper and pen, obviously, if you can, if you're driving, that's not a good idea. But we will be going through a process today as well. And as you know, I like to include all of our senses, or as many as possible. We're going to be doing that clearing process. We'll be identifying some other emotions that play along with confusion. And then we're going to take some questions. Now, we don't just take questions. We actually love to do clearings and healings and do some demonstrations. So this will be interactive. So if you want to interact with me, again, what you're going to do is push *2 to be on the phone lines. If you have a question, you just want that question answered. It can be in any area of life. And what you're going to do is you're going to actually put that question in the webinar. So we have that up in the queue because I'll be going back and forth, okay? So welcome if this is your first time. I like to really move through things. We're going to be here for quite some time together, but today we're really talking about how confusion supports you, especially in your relationships, and what the goal of confusion is, and what creates this emotional response of confusion. What happens in your being such that confusion arises? What happens in your environment? And then how confusion really lends you this hand in uplifting you for growth, for expansion, and to live on purpose. So that's what we're all about doing today, and actually every day. I think I go through some form of getting out of confusion and moving into clarity. So, you know, my goal is to help you do that in your daily life as well, not to get stuck in there. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started now. What we want to do is we want to do what I call the state of stability exercise, and the reason why is that we want to bring ourselves into a place where we're consciously powerful, where we are consciously present, because when we do this, we are telling the universe, we're ready. We're ready for the next level of prosperity, of abundance. We are wanting to be in the flow. We're wanting to be present so that we can extend our gifts, our offering. We can extend love. We can extend compassion. And really, that's what we're doing here, is to understand the truth of ourselves as that divine being, becoming our higher selves, okay? So when life occurs, you're going to experience energy moving around you. And sometimes, you know, you've heard me say this before, it's like life comes up and we just get sideswiped. Now, if you don't have this strong stance, this state of stability, then you'll get pushed over. You might get run over multiple times. And the goal is to allow yourself to be flexible. When you're in that state of stability, if something comes up in life, you can flexibly move. You can be in the dance of life rather than being mowed over or knocked off your path, okay? So what I'd like to do is take you through this practice, and there's going to be, you know, different levels of this. Some of you are going to really get like, wow, okay, every little thing that she says I need to pay attention to. In the beginning, it's fine if you're not seeing something or feeling something like you think you should. Just give that up right now and let yourself be here and let yourself go through this little guided journey, okay? Okay. And so the first thing that we do is that we place our attention at our heart and we move into the heart. We're moving inside of our own heart. So you can imagine opening the door, stepping inside the heart, and allow yourself a second to get into the rhythm of your heartbeat. You're listening. And you're aligning your heartbeat with the pulse of the universe, which aligns you to your higher self and it allows you to come into a state of congruency and also a state of coherence. And now you're going to bring your awareness down inside your body. So all of the things that you may have been thinking about prior to the call, any places you may have left your awareness or your attention, you're bringing all of your energy and calling it back to you. You're bringing it down underneath your eyebrows and imagining a ceiling right there at the eyebrow level that you cannot go up above. You cannot push through. You cannot pop out of your body. You're staying down inside your body, your awareness behind your eyes and in front of your spine, fully present, and imagining this pranic tube. It's like a light tube coming down your body, the core of your body, like a fluorescent light bulb. And you're bringing all your awareness inside that tube so that your presence and your energy is inside your core. So at any moment, if you want to connect with that awareness and offer that to someone or offer it to a project or focus your energy in prayer or gratitude, whatever it is, manifesting, you will have access to it. You know where your awareness is. That's very powerful. Bring it down your legs, through your knees, through your shins and calves, into your feet. Good, good. Now you're going to ground your energy. And it's time for us to connect with the earth and recognize the power that Mother Earth is offering to us and the support that is being offered to us. And this also allows us to be in charge of how we want to transmute or alchemize emotional energies. So I want you to think of it this way. As you close your eyes and you're present to the earth, bring your attention to the core of the earth. And imagine this ball of light that holds these high vibrational frequencies, like beautiful waves of healing energy. And imagine that you could tap into those high vibrational waves and they could support you in recycling emotional energies that may be disturbing your system, that may be affecting you negatively. And it's time for you to learn how to transmute them at will, because that leads to clarity, confidence, self-esteem, and trust. Okay, so from the base of your spine, I'm not talking your lower back, the base of your spine or your root chakra, you're going to imagine forming a connection. Send down a grounding cord, a beam of light, a tree trunk, an anchor, cords that are braided, whatever you want to imagine it as, a beautiful, strong crystal. And it goes right down into that ball of light, wrapping around. Okay? And then for this series here, we're going to spin a vortex around your whole body and aura counterclockwise, and imagine this vortex vacuum taking any and all lower level energies and frequencies down and out, especially while we're on this call. Okay, so that is the state of stability exercise. Connected in at the heart, your awareness anchored in your body, and you're grounded in your awareness. Okay, so now let's get into confusion a little bit here. Just for a moment, let's talk about it, okay? And let me just share with you this whole idea, right? There's this whole idea of emotions and what they stand for, but I want you to think about emotions really as these messengers. And what they're doing is they're trying to give you a message from your higher self. And when we imagine this, then we detach from the past experience of maybe when we felt overwhelmed by emotions, we were trying to get away from all of that emotion. I'm not talking about drama, because drama and trauma have high-level emotions, right? It's a spike of emotional energy, and usually a mixture. I want you to recognize that, yes, we have those traumatic events. We have those moments where we are, again, sideswiped, where shock may come in and mix with other emotions. But on a daily basis, if you're present to being grounded and in the moment and in touch with your heart and yourself, you're going to realize that there's messengers as emotions that come in. And they're telling you something about how you're relating with your environment. And so what happens is most people do what we call valencing. And valencing is a way to separate things into specific categories. In other words, you categorize either positive or negative. You frame them as either pro-social or antisocial. You may even say good versus bad, wanted or unwanted. And you may go as far as saying that a person, based upon their emotions that they're reflecting to you, are nice versus mean or rude, right? And so that's what we call valencing. But what happens is there's a problem with that, because then what we're going to do is just tend to focus on the positive ones and avoid the negative ones, okay? And we won't have a depth to us. We're not developing a full range of emotional or empathic skills. And what we're doing is we're wanting to work skillfully with the emotions. We want to begin to identify the message of the emotion, not just the emotion. And with that experience, you have so much knowledge at your fingertips and you can gain clarity. Now, specifically, as we come in to that space of confusion, confusion actually wants you to take a step back. Confusion is wanting you to take a moment to pause. It's actually asking you to create a new perspective. It's telling you you need a new perspective on this. So just take a step back and relocate your goal, and let's just check and see how you're doing right now. So as you begin to understand that with confusion as a messenger, when I'm in confusion, that doesn't mean shutting down. It means separating yourself for a moment from your environment and even within yourself. So it allows you to take that step back to gain the perspective. What's really taking place in your reality? And so this is the one that I say, you know, I always advise if someone's in that place of confusion, stop everything. Stop everything that you're doing. And begin to go inward and start to bring the things that are in. If you can't get away from the voices, bring them out. And we'll do an exercise with that. Because so many times, confusion has us bring up these personas and the voices that say, well, what about this? Or what about that? Or what if that happens? And you have all these voices in your head. And yet, there's no clarity as to where they're coming from and what they're trying to get you to do. And so what we're doing is we're undoing all of the habits that we've actually created around confusion. And we're going to get clear. And I'm going to show you some exercises to do for that. Because you want to make an informed choice. But the information has to be heard. And the information specifically from your higher self. Not from somebody else outside of you. You have to run it through your own being. And you have to make sure that you are somewhat detached from an agenda of an outcome so that you can get clear. And so we begin to recognize that confusion is leading us to a decision. And I want to say that decision actually has, or the word decide, has C-I-D-E at the end. And side, C-I-D-E, means to cut off permanently. And so what you're doing is your higher self is asking you to go to the next level where you have to cut something off. You have to set something free out of your life, out of your experience that isn't supporting you anymore in order to move to the next level. So what you're really wondering is, what decision am I to make? What needs to be let go of, right? And you're in that space where you're going to gain a new, it's almost this new look on life. It's going to all of a sudden be as if the clouds parted and the sun shone through and you could see the beautiful rays of sunlight. It also reminds me like the clarity after the rain, you know, when the rain kind of washes away the dullness and then all of a sudden you get to that space of, wow, everything looks so clear. Now let's go into confusion as far as relationship, okay? Because if we run this through the context of relationship, you and another person, it actually is supporting you. Now, you're going to feel like you are in this cloud, you know, like a windstorm, or you know, there's just this dust that's stirred up. And really, your higher self is nudging you to reconsider the past choices that you've made. And it's wanting you to come into that place in relationship to ask yourself, if there's a decision that you're avoiding, is there something that you are avoiding? And so again, you're going to take this stance of witness observer, and you might just get a glimpse of something that you have missed that is so glaring and so obvious that is causing an imbalance in your relationship. So you're going to ask yourself the question, is there something that I'm not wanting to see in this relationship? Is there something that I'm not wanting to see in this relationship? Is it time to complete on this stage, on this phase, or this contract with this person? What do I need to get clear about in this relationship? So how beautiful is it that confusion actually will lead you to these questions so that you can get really clear and bring more balance into your relationship? Bring the next level of communication and of clarity in your relationship. What you're doing then is you're building a stronger foundation with the person that you're relating to. And that's going to lead you to the next level of understanding, acceptance, love, compassion, and up, going up to experiencing really deep soul knowing, an exchange of truth, feeling like you can trust that person. And so imagine that you are in relationship with someone that also understands when confusion arises, it means to go down this path of witnessing and observing. So right now, let's go ahead and have you close your eyes and come on a journey with me. And if you'd like to have your paper and pen handy there, then go ahead and have that available. Okay, so closing your eyes and again, moving into the space of the heart. Being present in your heart, this is where you arrive at your answers. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to begin by simply allowing this question to move through you and over you. And you're going to ask yourself this question as well. What have you been putting off? What have you been putting off? What have you been avoiding? What have you not been wanting to look at? Good. Now, what part of you is in charge of avoiding? What part of you is in charge of avoiding? I want you to bring that part of you out of you. You are your higher self. The part that is avoiding, you bring out and in front of you. You may see this part of you as a person. You may just get a feeling tone or sense. But just consider that you have the ability to pull this part of you out, the one that avoids, the one that puts off, the one that's not allowing you to see what's really going on. Now, I want you to begin to write down what the concerns are that this persona has. She's avoiding because of what? She's been putting off because of what? He's not been allowing you to see because of what? What are the questions or concerns that are present to you right now based upon the beliefs or the ideas of this persona? What is the case that this persona is presenting to you? What are they trying to defend? Are they avoiding an emotion? Is it a task or confronting a specific person? What is the emotion that is present inside this persona? What's the emotion that is present in this persona? Scan the body of the persona. What is the emotion? Where is it located? Now we're going to release the emotion. Wherever it's located, maybe in the throat or the heart, the head, your stomach, your back, your right knee, wherever it's located. Let's release that emotion. Depending on if it's easy to clear it, you could pull it out. You could vacuum it out. You could blast it out if it's very difficult, if it's lodged in there. Whatever it's appearing as to you, it could be a spear, a knife. Pull that out, clear it out, release it, send it down into the ball of light, transmute it. Transmuting with your intention, placing your attention on the energy, the emotional energy as you send it down and out. Now, let's go ahead. We're going to spin that vortex even faster around your whole body, your being, and around this persona, and we're going to send down all confusion energy. All confusion. Sending all confusion down and out. Clearing the confusion. Sending all confusion down and out. There we go. Good. Good. Now, as we have not only cleared the confusion, we've gotten down to the core emotional energy. We've asked our questions. We've written them down. We've gotten them outside of us. We have become the higher self. Now we are in charge of that emotional energy. So now you're going to replace the emotional energy with something positive. And I'm requesting that you replace it, at least for now, with clarity. Now, whatever else you want to replace it with, you can replace that. But include clarity. And allow the persona to fill up with clarity, filling up that persona with clarity. Good. Good. Now what I want you to do is I want you to claim that you are in charge as the higher self and that you're requesting that this persona, instead of being the one to avoid, from now on, it has a new assignment to support you in remembering that when emotion comes in, emotion is a messenger and has a specific message for you. So bring this energy back in now with that assignment. And allow your whole being to shift according to this new truth. And in fact, now you're asking that as it moves in and through your being on all levels, all times, all realities, everywhere present, truth is coming into your awareness. And you're now writing down what the truth is for you. Whether that is an option, something that you're wanting to choose, or whether that is, it's now time. Maybe you're recognizing it's not time. Whatever you're recognizing, whatever you are becoming clear on, begin to write that down. Okay, good. All right, so now, come all the way back to now. All the way back to now. Now we're going to go ahead and take questions and answers, and we're going to do some work together. So just allow yourself to come all the way back to now. And know that you can, of course, listen to this replay. And you can go through this process again. You might want to divide it up for certain areas of your life, or you want to do it for a specific choice that you have or a decision that you have to make. Okay? Good. All right. So now, are you ready to play? Star 2, if you want to raise your hand, if you want to work with me and get some clarity here. Okay, good. So let's just see now. We're looking at North. Let's see. Oh, this is in Florida, 305. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm very good. I love being here.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Oh, great. What are we going to work on?
Well, first, I just want to say that when I heard you through that interview with Etacon, I really connected with your personal story about boundaries and about, like, learning how to be, like, in your power while still feeling vulnerable. And so I really connected with that, and that really prompted me into joining the program because I really wanted to learn about the art of intimacy
mm-hmm.
while learning how to connect with other people, but then standing in my own truth and my own power.
Sure.
So everything that you have to offer, I resonate with that deeply. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Okay, so do you have a question?
I'm not even sure if it's a question. I feel
mm-hmm.
like, you know, with this whole thing of confusion, I'm confused myself.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's one step at a time. And
mm-hmm.
Particularly right now, overall, I'm usually very confused with emotions.
Okay.
But right now, I'm just really confused about one particular individual who I think, I don't know if he's my twin soulmate or if he's my soulmate, but this person is married to someone else, and I can't really understand why I have a desire to manifest something with this individual, and why
okay.
do I keep trying to put myself in that situation, and every time that I try to get out of it, something just pulls me back in.
Sure.
But I don't really understand any of that at an intuitive and emotional
okay.
level.
Okay. Just hold that person in your mind. I already have the answer. Your higher self is telling me it's a couple of things, and that's why there's layers to it. And one is that you actually had a past life with him. So you have a karmic connection, and that karmic connection is so powerful. What I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing you as two young lovers in a past life. Now, this was four past lives ago, and so there's a recognition of the passion and that love and the possibility of that. There's also excitement with this because I feel as if in that past life there was this youthfulness around, you know, kind of stealing away time and being able to come into that place of communion where you got lost. You got lost in each other. And there was that element also of getting caught. And so that's the energy with the two of you as a vibration that you're bringing in. The other thing that I'm seeing in this lifetime is that he's hooked into you and he's hooked into your back sacral chakra. So if you're trying to get away, you're going to have to undo that hook because there's this addictive quality to it, right? Have you noticed? It's like you try to go away, but it's like a rubber band being pulled and stretched and stretched, and then boom, and then you come back together. So that addictive nature actually resides within him, within his being. So regardless, you want to undo the hook because if you're going to make a powerful choice, either way, whether you choose to remain in the karmic experience from the past life and you're feeding off of that emotional energy, then you can let yourself know, this is what I'm choosing right now. And I'll make a decision later if that arises that I want to choose something else. But you have to know that you're choosing that. We don't want to play games with ourselves, right? Because then we can't trust ourselves. And we also want to be very clear about what persona may be trying to keep us in the same pattern. So for one, you have the karmic tie from the past life. You also have the hook. And then thirdly, your persona that I'm seeing is actually a girl about 16, 17 years old. Now, that doesn't mean you were 16 or 17 when she was created, but that's how the energy is coming through. And what she does is she likes somehow to be the chosen one to gain attention, but also to be in the space of innocence. Okay. And so what you're going to do is you're going to work on pulling her out, specifically that persona, because we need to mature her. Because what your soul's wanting long-lasting devotional love. She's not standing for that. In fact, she's standing in the way of that. So what there is to do the persona work, clear that, shift her, reintegrate, and then unhook him from your sacral chakra, which is very easy. It's just literally imagining the hook and unhooking and sending his energy back to him. And then it's coming into the realization that you need to visit that past karmic life. You do that by traveling up above your timeline, looking down, and actually clearing the emotional energy that was present there. Because the emotional energy is the glue that keeps it stuck. Okay? Now, those are the three things that your higher self is saying to do. After you do those, then you're going to have a greater stance and a stronger stance to come from in making your decision. Okay? But those are the things that need to be done.
I mean, I hear you say all this and I agree with you, but it's just so difficult because I feel like when I even hear you talk about unhooking him, I feel sad because it's almost like I don't want to lose him and I don't want to lose that.
Yeah, well, you got to do the work. You got to do the work. So if the unhooking is the last thing that you do, that's fine. If the past life is the first thing that you do, then clear that sadness.
Yeah,
clear
but
you have to gain the strength with your higher self. If you need to book a session, book a session. If you need help. But this is the primary choice. You have to always choose you and your higher self in relationship over someone else. If you live your life choosing somebody else and it's harmful to you, then you are betraying yourself and you'll never be able to trust yourself. And what will happen is later on in life, you'll regret not having chosen you. So Your higher self has laid out three things to do. Find the strength to do those three things and make a choice. Do not get stuck in the emotional energy. If you can't keep yourself and your head up out of the water, then get help for that. Okay?
Okay, and I wanted to ask you one last question.
I'm not going to answer the one last question because I've already spent a lot of time here, so I really need to honor everybody on the call, okay?
Okay.
I want to be fair.
Would it be okay if I wrote you an email?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, much love. Bye-bye. Okay, so let's go here. We're going to go to Union Bay, BC. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal. It's Richard.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, last week you brought to my attention the archetype of the sufferer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been really, really intense for me to take in.
Okay.
I really do resonate with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been putting off clearing it. I've been finding it overwhelming.
Hmm.
And I'm also wondering if clearing that is going to help me, well, I imagine it will, with finances.
Here, let's do this, Richard. Let's see what is the emotion that's having you put off addressing the sufferer.
Oh, it's fear. It's
okay.
Fear.
So why don't we clear the fear right now?
Yeah, I just worked on that in the exercise that we just did, and I replaced it with confidence.
Okay, so where is the rest of it hiding?
Well, the feeling was it was that area of my lower back.
Okay, so where I'm seeing it right now is literally in your heart and your power center.
Okay. Yeah.
So what we're going to do now, everybody, let's go ahead and clear any of the fear the fear that has us not addressing these personas. Now, what's going to happen, Richard, is what you're doing is when you address the personas, when we all address the personas and we all take our power over the emotional energy, what happens is we gain more strength as our higher self.
Sure.
So remember, we're becoming the higher self. Now, as we do this, we become stronger as the higher self. The higher self grows. It builds strength. And then pretty soon, all of a sudden, we're just living as the higher self. And there is no distinction of battling something outside of us. There's no battle. The battle dissolves. And that's where you want to be. That's the flow that we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we want to do the work, is ultimately to live without conflict, without inner battle, without inner struggle, without the polarity consciousness, this versus that. And ego begins working for you. Ego simply informs you when there's an emergency, right? Ego becomes the one who is listening to the higher mind. And so you have ego then working for you. So for me, my ego, I put my ego, not only is it in charge of the primal mind, fight, flight, freeze, whatever needs to happen there, but I start putting my ego in charge of actually doing my meditations, doing my chanting, keeping me organized. So it has a purpose.
Sure.
And it's going to indicate whether something is knocking me off that schedule. So you are going to gain power. So when you clear that suffer, when you clear the fear, all of a sudden your being amplifies the strength and you expand and then you can serve more people. So let's go ahead, everyone. Let's clear the fear, because that's what I'm feeling like we need to do right now, is that we need to just spin that vortex. But we're not just going to spin the vortex and vacuum the fear. I want to bring a beautiful rainbow energy. And I want you to imagine that the rainbow energy is coming down and washing over you and allowing the fear to move down and out of your body. And all that we're doing when we're in that space, when we're in that space of recognizing that there is fear, it allows us to be in the space of understanding that we are needing to just call forth more awareness. It's about honing your senses. It says, wake up. Wake up. Notice what's going on here. Do you really want to be stuck in this space? Wake up. So allowing yourself to now clear fear and thank the fear. Thank you very much, fear, for letting me know I need to wake up. Allowing it to move down and out of your body into that ball of light, calling your energy back into your center so that you have awareness. You have awareness, and your awareness is going to be just go right in and just start becoming the master over your own energy. That sufferer has nothing over you as the higher self. You are way more powerful than the sufferer. And you are in charge of your life. And so all that fear, you're just coming into the recognition of what it was alerting you to. Paying attention. Accessing your intuitive skills. That's what fear's about. So you're in tune and you're in touch with what your needs are. You're in tune and you're in touch with what your purpose is and what your mission is. And that is most important. And all that other stuff can just go away. All the pain, all the hurt, all the past, it just dissolves into the nothingness. And you're present right now just with you. You as your higher self, replacing that fear with courage, with trust. And you can imagine that beautiful structure of the golden grid, that structure of the universe supporting you and fueling you right now, filling your body with courage and trust and faith and recognition of the power that you be, the power that you have access to. Fill your being up with that. Good, and allowing everything to readjust on all levels, all time-space realities, all dimensions, all directions, all the way down to your DNA, all new neurological pathways forming right now. All new neurological pathways forming. Okay, how's that?
That's good. I'm wondering, because that was related to my father, is there work I need to do on cutting a cord there or forgiveness with him?
Yeah, your cord is actually in the front sacral chakra.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's been a feeling before that he took my joy from me when I was a child.
Well, take it back. Do a visualization where you actually take it back. And you know what you're going to find out is it's going to be as if there was two children, two little boys fighting over the joy.
Hmm. Right, because he didn't have that when he was a child.
Yeah. Yeah, I literally saw the image of two little boys fighting over the joy. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's go to the webcast now. And let's just see here what questions we have. All right, so here we go. We have Harold from Netherlands. Is there a message for me from my higher self or guardian angels? Okay, Harold, let me just check in. Now, your message comes right down. And believe it or not, I'm seeing your guardian angel standing in front of you, and the message is coming down into your face. It's like shining this light on your face. And what they're wanting to say is a couple of things. One is, keep going, hang in there. Everything's going to work out. But the other thing that they're telling me is the back of the throat chakra. And it looks like the chakra is infected, okay? And it's infected and it needs to be washed out and cleansed out. Now, the reason why it's infected is because somebody else got in the back of your throat chakra. The throat chakra in the back is about your will to manifest. Somebody put you down. Someone didn't believe in you. Whoever this is, it feels like a feminine energy. It feels like a woman, okay? And I want you to clean that out. Flush it out. Beautiful blue turquoise light. Flush that out. Clean that up. And just check and see if you still have an attachment with this person that didn't believe in you, okay? And make sure that you move her out and you cut any cords that you might have, okay? All right, Bernadette from Ireland. My question for you is, what do I need to clear with my relationship with my ex-husband as we go to court? I'm hoping for a good outcome for both of us. My higher self brought me to this webcast as I didn't know it was on today. Oh, Bernadette, good. Okay, so let's just check and see. With your ex-husband, what it feels like is like he's literally got you in a wrestling, like a lock around your waist and trying to pull you down. So the first thing that I want you to do is work on the part of you that wants to fight or wrestle with him, okay? So again, any kind of aversion that you have, like I don't want to be you know, connected with him anymore. I don't want to have to deal with him anymore. Aversion is a form of attachment, and it's causing you to have to battle with him. Now, obviously, you're going to court. So, you know, there already is that setup. But if you imagine that he's trying to wrestle you, and there's a part of you that also wants to wrestle him, what's that part? If you clear her and clean her up, emotionally, you're going to discover what's lodged inside of her. Clean her up. In other words, do the emotional releasing and replacing exercise. And allow yourself to get out of the battle, because she's trying to keep you in battle, okay? So clear her, shift that, and that's going to help the outcome. All right, here we go. Tanya from, what is that, Manama? Okay. Hello, Crystal. I have problems of getting involved with unavailable men. I have one around me now, and we have a major connection. Is there a blockage within me which I need to clear? So, Tanya, let's just go ahead and see here what's going on. And what I'm seeing is like this it's a maternal energy that's present in your power center. So this is a little odd, but what happens with the unavailable men, and somehow you have something that you're offering them. The strange part of this is that it's a maternal energy that they're looking for, something outside of themselves. They're wanting to have this maternal energy, and it's like you're supplying them. Like, I'm actually literally seeing a water faucet, like a little water fountain coming out of your power center, and they literally drink from that fountain. Symbolically, you're giving away your power, and they're drinking it up, right? So the part of you that's doing that, that's what you want to work on. Okay, what part of me is giving away my power? Now, this part of you is a persona that came prior to the womb. So let's see if it's past life or genealogical. It's genealogical in your mom's lineage. It's your mother's father's lineage, okay? So it's seven generations back. You're going to want to work on that persona and clear that persona, okay? All right, here we go. Barbara, thank you. I love that. Barbara, thank you. Okay, Crystal, during your guidance on the call today, I explored a core emotion of grief, sadness. I've been feeling through this for some time now. I find I'm having a challenging time letting go of the grief, like it's never ending. Do you have any guidance on this? So let's just check and see what's going on with that grief energy. What is happening there? Okay. Well, you know, you're saying grief and sadness, and sadness is really wanting to bring clarity to what wants to be released, like finally let go of. And so what happens is it's kind of sticky, right? It's things that we were trying to unstick ourselves from, but they keep sticking to us. And it's about releasing outdated contracts, usually with others. But what I'm seeing is I'm seeing this part of you that looks like almost like a teacher. It's like she's got glasses, she looks like a teacher, she's in uniform, and she's holding your contracts in your arms. And she's not letting you have them, she's not letting you have control over them to burn them. And the reason why is she's a control freak. This one is literally a control freak. She doesn't want to give you or hand over control to you. And she is so into herself that she thinks that she's really protecting you, and yet she's keeping you stuck. So that's the one I want you to work on. Work on her. She's not letting you have freedom. Okay. Oh, goodness. Here we go. All right, Emily from Ontario. I'm going through much change in the last few months. Lost my job of 32 years, but taking the opportunity to change course. Have opening a home-based healing practice. In addition, my soulmate of 1 year called it quits. My question with my business, to be successful and I will meet my, oh, will my business be successful? Oh, got it. Okay, let's just check and see, Emily, what's going on here with the business side. Okay, so what I'm seeing is it's starting out, and there actually is an aspect of it kind of being wobbly. What I want you to focus on is really building the foundation up. What needs to be set up such that this can be launched? So if you were going to launch a rocket, you need to have a very strong foundation, right? And you have to also be willing to let that foundation, once you launch that foundation, you want to allow that foundation to move away so that you can really get to a consistent structure. So you're building kind of that scaffolding, but I don't see the strong foundation underneath it. The scaffolding is built so that once you launch that, it's going to fall away. So what is it that you're building as the foundation, and what pieces are you putting in place as the scaffolding to just help you launch it? So you're going to need to work on the marketing aspect of this, and you're going to need to do a launch of yourself. And so what that may require is you actually doing a launch party, getting the word out, exposing now what you're doing, sharing with your friends, doing, you know, buy one, get one free, whatever you need to do in having the scaffolding so that that rocket can be launched, and then letting that fall away so that you have a very firm foundation. But what I'm seeing is that's what you're supposed to be doing, okay? And the soulmate, the relationship that's coming in, is at least a few, few months out. So we're looking at probably about 6 months to 7 months out. And what I'm seeing is the shift is going to happen in your power center, and then you're going to call that being into your reality. Okay? All right. Okay. So let's see. All right, here we go. All right. Okay, Tori from Edmonton says, would you please read me and help me understand the confusion I have about whether my relationship is at its end or is it a new beginning for us? We've been off and on for the last few months. After 4 years together, we both keep feeling drawn together. There's much love, but it isn't easy and it's causing us both much confusion. Is he my beloved? Are we karmically tied? Okay, let's just check and see here, Tori. I'm just going to scan for you. Is this the person that you are wanting to share your energy and your life with? I get a no on that, Tori. So now what you want to do is you want to have the experience of, was it just that when you pull away, the sadness comes in, and the sadness doesn't want to be felt, the grief doesn't want to be felt, so then you go back to what's familiar. That's what I'm seeing is the pattern, okay? So clear the sadness and the grief, and work on that, and give yourself time. And even if you're feeling that sadness or that grief, don't step back. Let yourself continue to move forward and just move through the sadness and the grief. As you're conscious with that, you're going to actually, it's like what they're showing me is a little light bulb is going to come on, and finally you're going to get far enough away that you're going to look back and everything's going to be very revealed to you. Okay? All right. Okay, so here we go. Michelle from Bismarck. A few weeks ago, you picked up that I had two souls behind my third eye. Been doing work on removing one of the souls like you suggested, and I was hoping you could check my progress. So let's just see, Michelle, what's going on with these two little souls behind your third eye. Are those clear? Well, they're not all the way clear, but there's a lot of it that's clear. About 70% is clear so far. Okay. So continue to work on, you can even do, you know, do the extraction. All right, Sylvia from Johannesburg, South Africa. Dear Crystal, I do not know what my divine gifts are, and I'm unclear about my purpose. Oh, my goodness, please would you shed some light on this for me? Much love and gratitude. Okay, so Sylvia, what I do when I go into purpose is I actually look into what some of your primary archetypes are. Okay, because we each have these cycles of initiations, I call them. And as we go through initiations, the initiations open the doors, like the secret doors in your being, and these energies come in to reveal themselves. Okay, now as you're beginning to wonder what they are, what I'm seeing for you is you actually have the archetypical energy that requires the visionary to step forward. And now I do see the balance of that with the spiritual energy that you have. But what I'm hearing is somehow the executive, which is the businesswoman, which is usually the solopreneur, like, you know, the entrepreneur that's coming through. So you have this executive with the vision and the spirituality. Those are the three things that you're going to combine. So it's going to require you to be an entrepreneur and to use your passion that you have within your heart. So what is it that you're passionate about? See, this is where the archetypical energies are trying to nudge you to bring that up to the surface. So business is the executor. Spiritualist is meaning your values in that offering to the world. And the visionary is for you to now trust your vision of what you're wanting to create and let that come into fruition. And what I'm seeing is a block on your third eye. You're not allowing yourself to embody the visionary. Okay? And the blockage happened when you were about 2 or 3 years old. Some kind of sudden shift, something happened at 2 or 3 years old, and that's what needs to be cleared. Okay? All right. So Grace from Big Sky. When I get confused and uncertain and spiral down into compulsive coping behavior like emotional eating, how can I break the cycle and get outside of it? So Grace, that's exactly what I was talking about. And I was saying that we do and we are required to bring the power and the strength within ourselves so that we can disassociate, so that we can become witness observer. And Grace, that's what needs to happen. When you get confused, don't let yourself even get to the spiraling down point. When you get confused, I want you to say, aha, I'm in confusion. And confusion is trying to have me do what? Gain perspective. That's when you pull out the part of you that's confused and you start to look at her. That part of you, what is she avoiding or having you avoid? What is she having you put off? Whether it's an emotion, dealing with an emotion, whether it's putting off dealing with a task, or whether it's putting off confronting a person. Those are just the top three. Okay? So you're not letting yourself go beyond that. From this day forth, everybody, when you come into confusion, that's what you need to do. Aha, I'm in confusion. And then you actually let yourself go into that place of witness observer. And you take charge. Okay? Then you're not going to be led down the spiral. You're not going to be led into these unconscious habits, unconscious addictions, all of that stuff that has you just eating, you know, whatever it is, sitting in front of your computer, eating the popcorn or eating the cookies. And then all of a sudden the whole friggin' box is gone. And then you're looking at yourself going, what in the heck just happened? Oh my God, now I have to deal with confusion and guilt. So catch it. And you're going to get really good because the intention is that every time you shift that part of you that's avoiding, every time you take charge and you get to the core emotion, you're bringing that energy into becoming your higher self. And then that's the part that grows. Okay? All right. So Rue from New York says, Crystal, am I ready to be in a relationship right now? Some of me feels ready and some of me scared. I'm seeing somebody, but I'm not sure how to handle it. So Rue, what happens is when you're split, part of me this and part of me that, anytime you say, some of me feels this and some of me feels that, or on the one hand I'm feeling this, on the other hand I'm feeling that, you know that you have two personas that are at odds within you. And the process for that is to pull both of those personas out. One on the right hand, one on the left hand, okay? And what do they look like? And what's their story? And what's their MO? And you begin being the counselor and the therapist for these two parts. And you find out what their emotion is, why they were created, and start to shift it. Because what you're going to find is they're both out either for your, they want you to be safe, they want you to, they want to keep you protected, or, you know, they're really after you gaining happiness, but the illusion is that if you're safe and protected, you're going to be happy. But what they don't know is that the divine connection makes you happy, and personas are not connected to the divine. Okay? Okay. All right. Here we go. All right, should we go back to the phones and do a little bit here? I know I'm going a little bit over time, but, I love being on these calls. It's so sweet to really connect with you, deeply connect with you. Okay, here we go. Santa Rosa, number 10. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. It's going great. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much. I really like your call so far. This is my first one.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. So I was originally going to ask about my life purpose, and, I've kind of been stuck in this place, unable to take a step. But I also this morning received a text from my boyfriend breaking up because he's seeing another woman, and it's not the first time with the same woman. So I guess that's my question, is why I would choose to have somebody be unfaithful.
Yeah. So here's what it is. There's a part of you that I'm seeing that actually what she does is she pretends. She pretends that she doesn't know. She pretends that it's okay that it happened the first time and it's okay to get back together.
Okay.
So if you were to pull the pretender out, the one who pretends, pull her out. See if you can pull her out and tell me what she looks like.
Well, what I see is kind of like, basically a little girl in denial.
And if you were to scan her and see what is the primary emotion she's carrying, what is that emotion?
I see fear.
Yeah. And where's the fear located in her body?
Well, actually, when I look at her, it's pretty much all the way, she's 50% fear.
She's covered in it.
Yeah.
And what it looks like to me, just with my clairvoyance, is it looks like she's got this green, cloudy glob. It's kind of a mucousy glob around her.
Mm-hmm.
Of fear.
Yeah.
So and the percentage is about 70-75%.
Yeah, it's high. Yeah, I see like
right?
A little head in some of her feet. And
yeah, so what happens is it's like you get taken out. I want everybody to know these personas take us out. And so we have to be really keen. I mean, you know, the first thing to ask is when we find ourselves in these situations, and especially if it's 2, 3 times, whatever, we really get a sense of what's trying to take me out. I know that there's a part of me that's trying to keep me safe and protected, but really this little girl is scared to death. And so she keeps you in denial and keeps you with what's familiar.
Right.
Not what's best for you, not what's going to make you happy. What keeps you, you know, in the familiar zone. That's no fun.
No.
You know, that's no fun. And what I mean by fun, there's no life force energy coming in.
No.
It's like, what in the heck am I doing? And then you start blaming yourself. But where I want you to go instead of the blame is to just that process. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear her. So everybody, pull out your pretender. What are you pretending? Just pull that part of you out and get really tuned in. Let's not pretend anymore. If it's not okay, it's not okay. And clear the emotion and get yourself out of the hurt. Again, if you want to choose afterwards, choose. But at least you're not choosing and you're not in denial. You know, you're choosing and you know you're hurting yourself. But at least you can trust yourself because it's a choice. It's the unknown. It's that when you feel like you're out of control with your own life. So let's go ahead now with her. Let's go ahead, and I want you to just imagine now we're just going to, literally, we're going to kind of pierce through the fear, that fear bubble, that kind of glob, and just let all that kind of green, slimy fear energy just go down and be vacuumed out and go down and burn it up. You just burn it up. You just put it in that ball of light, and you just transmute it. You just transmute it. You just let it all go.
Okay.
Let it all go. And what you're doing is you're setting yourself free and reconnect this one to the divine light. So if you want to imagine a beam of light moving into her now as she's fearless, she's free mm-hmm. and clear.
Yeah.
Start to grow her up. Let her feel the divine support. Let her feel that powerful conscious awareness, what truth feels like, what clarity feels like, what courage and trust and faith feel like. And you're there for her now as the higher self, and you say, sweetheart, I know you were created to protect me. That's not working anymore. You don't have to be afraid. You can really help me. And how you're going to help me now is you're going to help me remember to stay very clear and stay connected in and to get my answers. And those come from the heart. Those come from when you get really still, you get really connected, and you go in and you get into truth. And that's how she can help you. So grow her up to however, whatever age she's willing to grow up to. And you let her know it's going to be a lot more fun when that life is coming through you. You're exhilarated. You're drawing in someone that's going to be wanting to create with you and play with you and, you know, have beautiful moments of deep connection and, you know, be able to experience the beauty of nature together. You know, just even hanging out sometimes on the couch, watching a movie or something. Just that, you know, just that feeling of like, let's cook dinner together. Whatever it is, you'll be able to call someone forth to do that,
okay.
To hold hands, just to have that beautiful arm wrapped around you. But that someone's going to be, that it's with someone that's going to be really present to you and want to be with you. So bring her in, everyone. Bring in the one that you've transformed. And again, imagine a beam of light moving through you, your whole body being, everything shifting on all levels. All levels. Good, 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 good. Yes. How was she looking at the end?
Definitely grown up and happy and, you know, I want to say whole, perfect, and complete, you know, very different.
Very different, yeah, yeah. And so what you can do and what I like to do with these, you can always go back and see, okay, well, she grew up to 25. You know, well, what was going on at 25? And you can go in and you can clear some more and grow her up some more. Whatever you feel drawn to do, you can interact in that way, okay? And really allow yourself now to have that space and time of understanding and thanking your higher self because you have the answer. You recognize that that was a part of you trying to protect you. And it was just keeping you in the familiar. So now, how about allowing yourself to explore, to really allow yourself to explore being in that divine energy and lighting yourself up and illuminating yourself. And how sweet to be able to draw in the type of relationship that you want now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm going to do some more from the webcast, and then let's see here. Where are we going? All right, so here we are. All right, we have Roxanne from Trinidad. Hi, Crystal. I'm so glad that you're going through this today because I feel confused, frustrated, sad, and perhaps angry because I've been waiting for months for arrears payment, and now that I'm about to receive it, they're held up to print the checks. Even though I've been clearing, it seems out of my hands. Not sure why it's happening or what lessons I'm to learn from this. Any assistance would be helpful. Okay, Roxanne, let's just check and see what is going on with the energy around receiving this. Well, let's just clear frustration. Whew. Everybody get on the grid, connect in. So the golden grid moves through your body and there's a vertical line that comes down through the top of your crown chakra moving through your body and then there's two horizontal lines. So it's this 3D grid and the connection is at your heart convergence point. And what we're going to do is we're going to imagine now allowing the light, our light of our heart, to be turned on and to amplify the grid. And our mutual intention is clearing frustration. And it doesn't have to be specific to any situation, but just imagine there's hundreds of us doing this together right now. Clearing with the light, clearing all frustration. And now, you can direct that energy. If there's any specific frustration that you're carrying inside your body, somewhere in your body, allow the light to dissolve it. And bring in understanding, bring in truth, bring in acceptance. Good, now you can even now offer that up to the grid, understanding and acceptance and truth. Imagine now people all over the world are coming into that aha moment of like, oh, I understand now, right? Allowing themselves to be in that space where truth is revealed. That's very powerful. So Roxanne, what I'm feeling is this is definitely a karmic situation and there's layers to it. So what's happening is it feels like it's the last little bit of layer and it's needing to be peeled off, peeled back, okay? So I recognize all that you've done to get this clear because they're showing me, your guides are showing me how intense it was and how deep it was. Now, what I'd like you to do is I want you to imagine that you're literally peeling off the top lid and you're letting all of what needs to be released, karmic energy, released and let go and restored. And what your higher self is saying, let yourself be in gratitude. Move into gratitude into your power center, okay? Whew. Good. Oh, excellent. Wow, I think we all could do that. Peel off the lid that's holding all the karmic anger and frustration and everything in. Oh, my gosh, let it go. It's like a big mushroom cloud is what I saw. Whew. Going up and dissipating, transmuting that. Oh, wow. Okay, Adrian from Orange County, last week you had me do a silent scream exercise to release the anger of not being heard or listened to. Last night in my dream, I did the same thing, but I saw some of the people who I had these issues with. Do I need to do more clearing? Well, usually the dreams are the venting out, okay? So what I'm sensing is all this unspoken, it's like unspoken residual bitter energy and anger, right? So all I'm seeing that needs to be done now is really this cord cutting, okay? And there's different kinds of cord cutting. There's cord cutting that's cord cutting of emotional entanglement, okay? So that's what you want to do, cutting the cords of emotional entanglement, okay? Oh, here we go. Elizabeth from Odenton. I'm having difficulty deciding whether or not to get back with my husband. We've been separated approximately 10 years. He'd like me to move back in with him. There are times when I feel it's right and times when I really don't know what's right for me. Can you help? Elizabeth, I can help. I can scan for you, okay? So I'm going to connect in with your higher self, and I'm just going to scan for you, okay? Is it for your highest good and the highest good of all for you to move back in? It's coming through low. It's not coming through high. Okay. Goodness, sometimes, you know, delivering these messages. Oh, my goodness. All right, Kathy from Ramsgate. Please, can you scan to see if continuing to develop my artistic skills is in alignment with my higher purpose? I'm going to scan. Let's see your artistic skills. Ooh, that's like 110%. Yeah. There we go. Wow. That's great. Yeah. Okay. Jana from Tampere. I have confusion with my mission and my psychic gifts. I feel, and I've been told big things about my work and mission. Also, I feel I need my psychic gifts activated to be able to do my work properly. I've been clearing and practicing, but I can't see or hear to get the necessary information. So let me just tell you what most people don't know and what happens when you start opening these gifts. There is a couple things. There's our light body that needs to be prepared and ready, and then we need to go into a special place inside of our heart, okay? So these are the two things that I've recognized. One or the other needs to start happening when we hit the initiation. So for me, my initiation was 13 years ago, and I had to make a really big decision of leaving my husband at that time. And I left, and I didn't have anything, and I just took off. And I left behind what you would consider to be a lot, right? In this world, we consider it to be a lot. Property, home, airplane, cars, you know, multiple homes. Like these kinds of things that are, yeah, okay, I'm successful or I've gathered things in this world. So we go through this initiation. And then what happens is we're holding these little pockets within our energy field. And as we start putting attention towards ourselves and our divine connection, these little pockets kind of pop open like popcorn, and awareness starts coming through. And that awareness is connected with the ability to open our psychic gift. But if we're not in the space of the heart, the special place, and our energy centers aren't aligned and activated, is what you're even saying, and we're not either working with our light body, then it's going to be difficult. So what I would suggest, I'm actually working on doing, it's called Awaken to Your Higher Self. It's going to be starting, I think, at the end of this month. And I'm going to actually be working with people. We're going to go through doing intuitive opening, what I call energy labs. So you're welcome to join that class. If you send me an email to crystalhughes@gmail.com, then I can send you the link to sign up for that. Okay? There's still enough openings, and I think that would be really good for you, because I think that's what you're needing. You're needing actual guidance from someone that can do an intuitive assessment for you and teach you how to flow your energy uniquely. Most people don't know that. Even though they're psychic, even though they have abilities, it's just by happenstance they just kind of use them. But they don't really know what's going on internally. And that makes a big difference. Okay? So, everyone, we've come to the end. And again, here we are, an hour and a half. These are supposed to be an hour. But, you know, it just feels so beautiful to have the support, doesn't it? The support and the connection with everybody else, knowing that you're there. So we have to do a process to end, because we want to be responsible with all of our energy. So what we're going to do now is we're going to actually take the vortex vacuum down. Okay? So let's go ahead now. We're going to send the vortex vacuum down. All of the energy goes down into the ball of light. The residual energy, burning, burning, burning it up. Burning it up. Transmuting all of that energy. And then I want you to imagine a golden sun above your head, filling up the golden sun with all of the fresh new energy. So this is where you get to claim what this energy is going to be used for. Okay? What is this energy going to be used for? Filling that up and filling up your body with it. And as you fill up your body, I want you to saturate your body and allow for the readjustments to be made all the way through your neurology, your DNA, your spiritual DNA, everything shifting, and then allowing the overflow into the heart space. Overflow into the heart space, filling up the heart space and heart chakra, and now letting that overflow into the aura. And so there you are. You're filling up your aura. You're taking up space consciously in the world. This is your space. And you're filling that up, and your aura goes down below your feet, above your head, outside your body, on all sides. And you're filling it all the way up. Even if you don't know how wide it is, how expansive it is, make sure you say, I'm filling it all the way up. And then I want you to imagine flipping on the light switch, lighting up the boundaries of your aura, lighting up your boundaries, illuminating your being. There we go. Okay, all right, everyone. Wow, waves and waves of love coming your way, and waves of gratitude. We are going to be doing this again, and I can't wait to connect with you then. Much, much love, and my wish is that you just know the truth of yourself. Keep the strength. Know the truth of yourself as your higher self, okay? Love you. Bye-bye, everyone.